Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed today strong across all three major markets. Now, that's after making new contract lows in the November soybeans. They just barely went below the previous low. Went down to 10.54, of course. They closed about 26 cents higher at 1080 and near the high today, up 21.5 cents. Corn futures up 6 to 7 cents, so quite a strong day there. They traded about 8.5 cents off of the contract lows today to close at 369.5. And then wheat, Kansas City and Chicago both 8 to 10 cents higher. December Kansas City 651.75. There's a lot of talk as Eastern Europe and the Russian crops are possibly going to have some quality issues that we could trade back toward that 50-day moving average, which is about 40 to 50 cents higher depending on the contract month. Now keep in mind, the market can rally in all of these grain contracts and still be in a bear market. So the fact that you go hit a 50-day moving average or a retracement level, those are more targets here rather than trend changes at this point. Of course, the technical guys will determine that later on what happens. And then weather forecast over the next 16 days, they're calling for below normal rainfall and below normal temperatures, so not any big scares there.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The grain markets are trading several reports today. This morning we saw exports of 110,000 metric tons of beans to China, another 102,000 to Taiwan, both of those lifting new crop bean futures. And then last week we ended with a couple of crop estimates and then a few more today and tomorrow. But most of them are saying about 172.5 bushels per acre and about 14.5 billion bushels total production for corn. For soybeans, just under 46 bushels per acre and about 3.85 billion bushels overall production. Now, the next report will be the USDA report, which will be on August 12th or next Tuesday. That'll be the first survey-based crop report for the corn and beans for the 2014 year. Both of those are going to be interesting and important to the trade. We also had an export report this morning. For wheat, it was 351,000. We were looking for 350 to 475, so it was a bit on the low end of the range. Corn came in at 1.14 million metric tons above the range by about 200,000. And we're looking for 750 to 950. And then beans, disappointing at 39,256, looking for 50 to 115. So disappointing there. And then the weather forecast, of course, it looks pretty good for the next 2 weeks.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, August live cattle up 92 at 158.22, October up 22 at 156.22. August feeder cattle 70 higher at 220.97, September up 77 at 220.67. August lean hogs down 95 at 117.07, October up 80 at 103.62. September Kansas City wheat up 5.75 at 638.5, December up 7 at 650.5. September Chicago wheat up 9.75 at 544. for December up 11.25 at 564.5. September corn up 6.25 at 358.75. December up 7 at 369.25. September soybeans up 17.5 at 1232.5. September up 21.75 at 1095.25. In October, cotton up 143 at 63.92. December up 97 at 64.24. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.